Hey, good morning. Can you believe it's Christmas Eve? Thanks for joining us on Rosie on the House this morning. We are so excited. We have a longtime friend in studio. I'd like to introduce you to Miss Jan Diotri. How are you doing today?
Hello, Miss Sweet Jan. Oh, how are you?
I'm good. Sweet as ever, I guess.
That's right.
You know, Jan, you and Rosie have both been in the Valley talking to Arizona residents for a very long time. You even longer than Rosie. You've been on air, in, whether it's TV or radio, for what, 40
Almost
years?
Almost 40 years in the Valley, yes. And so Rosie and I have something huge in common, and that is we love Arizona. And we've talked it up for years and years and years. Always loved what you're doing in the Valley. And it's just, you know what, this is home, and we've got to treasure it, right?
We do. And we've kind of looked across at each other for years, going, what can we do together? You know, Rosie talks to homeowners. Our mission is to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So we're always trying to figure out ways to make their home, their castle, their cabin more comfortable and just to care for it. And you are always working on the inside of the home, on the heart and the food.
It's interesting that you say that your homeowner's best friend, because unintentionally, I think what happened with me is as I developed on the air and as I started cooking and crafting and gardening and doing lifestyle segments, I became kind of a go-to person for just people's friend. Where can you go for good advice? You know, hopefully people can trust the information. I'll tell you what, I work really, really hard at making sure that every time I open my mouth and offer a suggestion that it's going to work, that people are going to succeed at it, whether it's a garden tip or a cooking, which is my passion, of course. So I think that in terms of being friends to the in the community, we have that in common as well.
And that's an earned trust, right? We are really careful about what we portray to others. So we were excited because next to home ownership, Rosie and I, our family, we're all about faith, family, food, fun. So
Amen, sister.
Our connection, food today. And you have followed the times, and you are now on Facebook with this 1 Minute Kitchen. So, tell me a little bit about that.
So this is very exciting. I think, you know, coming from traditional media, television, newspaper, radio, at some point you have to look at social media and say, am I in or am I out? And boy, you know what? I'm in. I'm in on everything. And as I'm doing recipes and sharing content with people in the Valley, I realize, just like you, Jen, just like everybody, we don't have a lot of time. And we're being bombarded with so much content, so much information. So I thought, I wonder if there's a tolerance for a great tip, a great recipe in 1 minute. So I tested the waters. I've done 19 of them now, and I'm going to be building out that brand because people like it, you know, and hopefully what you'll get with 1 minute, it's called the 1 Minute Kitchen, launches on, it's on Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, on my website at jandiotri.com, and what you'll get, you won't be able to make the recipe in 1 minute, but you will learn how to make it from start to finish, nothing left out, in 1 minute. So I think it's well invested.
And then right below there, you also have the ingredients listed. So if you,
everything.
It's not a matter of just, oh, wait, I missed that on my Facebook. You can stop right there, print it out, and you have everything that you need.
Right, exactly. Because sometimes the recipe, you know, you've got to watch the techniques, too. Mm-hmm. That's really where the recipe comes into play. So the 1 Minute Kitchen, I hope, will be a tool that people can use and go to anytime and really learn some great recipes.
It saves you a lot of time. I like being able to just show me. You know, I don't have time to search the recipe books right now. And really, there is so much stuff on the internet. It's overwhelming, and I break down and just do nothing. So I love to cook, and so this is, I trust you. I know that what you're going to send my way, you have tested, and it's going to work.
I think that with a lot of the really popular cooking, the very quick cooking videos right now, the idea is entertainment. And so you want to wow people and dazzle them. And not always are you going to get all the techniques or all of the ingredients. So hopefully I've done a good job in that 1 minute that you're going to be able to make that dish.
We were laughing about, and we learned that the hard way. You know, Rosie and I have started, well, several years ago, we posted some of our holiday recipes because people, oh man, that sounds good, let me try that. Well, there was some pecans that we love to do, and the recipe that was handed down said a block of butter. Well, in my mind, I know that means a stick of butter. Well, we published it as a block of butter.
Don't assume anything.
And got emails that said, my pecans are swimming. What do I do? I'm sure this isn't it. And it, so we had to be really careful. But you were kind of telling similar stories.
Absolutely. You know, people, when you look at the old recipe books, they would say the weight of an egg in sugar, flour, and butter. And back then, that's how our grandmas cooked. You know, a little pinch of this, a little pinch of that, the weight of an egg and sugar. You have to be very specific these days. If it's, usually what I do is I'll put a stick, and then in parentheses, I'll put 8 tablespoons. So you have to be very specific because people are on the fly. They don't have time to make mistakes. I'd rather make the mistakes in my kitchen, correct them, and then write about it correctly. So that's my commitment to our friends in the community. But yeah, you have to be real careful because what your block is might be my stick.
And I think you told me your block was you on one of your recipes, you said sunflower seeds and someone didn't know that meant hulled seeds.
Big lesson. There was a cup of sunflower seeds in a salad and I was mortified when I read that this woman put sunflower seeds into the salad and then watched her dinner guests spit out the seeds. And after that, I went, okay, make sure that you buy the sunflower seed nuts, you know, or make sure that you crack the egg, discard the shell, put the egg white and the egg in the bowl. You know, honestly, and I get it. At first I thought, come on, but I get it. And there's a whole new generation of kids that are watching Food Network, that are watching competitions. They're totally lost because you're not going to learn how to make a recipe watching a competition on the Food Network. It's totally entertainment. My goal is to make sure that people will be successful if they choose to look at that 1 minute.
Well, I want to talk about the first one we're going to share with our homeowners. So
it smells good in here.
I got to taste it. I have to tell you, it is absolutely delicious. Why don't you tell us about it?
So because it's Christmas Eve and because it's the holidays, this is really popular, brisket. And that's really all you have to tell people, brisket, and their mouths water. People are always looking for a great brisket recipe. So I found an awesome brisket recipe, and it's actually Mark Curtis from Channel 12. His wife, Abby, makes it twice a year. She got the recipe from her grandma Susie. There's a huge secret ingredient in it, so I made it for you, brought it in. First of all, before I go any further, what do you think?
Absolutely wonderful. I'm going to use it actually for my Christmas dinner
I've heard that so much, and we have a video for you. But anyway, the secret, so you take a brisket, you want about a 4 or 5 pound brisket. Now there's something called the first cut. So that is the first piece of the brisket. It's more of the flat square piece. So that's what I use. You can use any part of the brisket, though. Tip number one, make sure you call ahead. Don't assume that the stores have brisket because they carry a limited amount. So if you want to make brisket, make sure that you've got it in your refrigerator. Then the juice is made with coffee, about a cup and a half of strong coffee, and ketchup. It makes the most amazing gravy. So that's the gravy part, but the brisket, what you do is you take a little bottle of Montreal steak seasoning and you pat it on both sides, get some garlic powder, pat it on both sides, sear it nice and high heat, get those juices in there. Then you can either throw it in a crock pot or a Dutch oven, put some potatoes, an onion, and some baby carrots. Then you pour that coffee and ketchup mixture over it, cook it for a couple of hours, 2-3 hours, done. It will take you 10 minutes to make.
It's very rich flavor. And then you can use the leftovers for sandwiches all week when you got all the people in the house. It's just a great, great tip.
I love this recipe, Jen.
Yeah. Now, it's Christmas Eve, so you might want to save that for during the week or even Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. We got lots of things still coming up. But we have one more to share with you that you could even do tonight or tomorrow.
Yes. This is something that goes great with the brisket or with any of your holiday meals. How to turn refrigerator rolls into amazing, beautiful, decorative dinner rolls. So you're going to get the Pillsbury dinner rolls that come in the tube, just the regular dinner rolls, or you could use biscuits, whatever you want. And we have a video. There's 3 different tips there. You take that refrigerator roll. One, you make this really fancy, like a flower. The next one is you do this beautiful stack, and it turns out into another fancy design. And the third one is a knot. And then you sprinkle a little bit of butter and garlic powder or seasonings on it. You present that in your basket on the table, and people go, wow, what fancy restaurant did you get this at? And
how long you been working.
Right, and you've made it from a refrigerator dough from the grocery store. Totally simple.
Now, we've got everybody hungry. They're going to be able to find this. Don't panic. You can go to our Facebook page, and we'll have it there. Also on our Rosie on the House website under our blog. And, Jan, you have it in several places.
Yes, I do. And on the Rosie on the House blog, you can find the video for the brisket and the video for the last-minute refrigerator rolls. And, boy, if anybody has any questions or confusion about shopping or any recipes, we'd love to hear about it, huh?
No, we would. Where are we going to tell them to find us?
I would say you can email maybe Rosie on the House blog.
Info at Rosie on the House.
Right, or you can find any information. You can connect with me on my Facebook page at Jan Diotry or my website, jandiotry.com. Also YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest. Just put in my name. It's all there.
Well, we are going to have a lot of fun this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next month. Thank you for coming in today, and Merry Christmas.